The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So if a lake surface is agitated, a lot of waves, then it doesn't really reflect very well or at all what's on the shore, what's around the lake. But when the lake water gets still, it becomes mirror-like. And the more still it is, the more clearly it can reflect what's around. And a person might lean over and look at one's face and see it fairly clearly in certain kind of still water situations. Or there might be a spectacular reflection of the mountains in the distance, the reverse direction. And it's quite beautiful to watch. And then when the water is still, also sometimes you can look into the water and see what's inside the water. You can see the fish and whatever life there is, rocks, stones that might be there. But what's required for both these is to have the water still, quiet. So the same thing with the mind, with practice. Something needs to be still inside, to be quiet, so that we can see clearly. And what we're looking for in practice is certainly to be, in mindfulness practice, is to see clearly, to be mindful of what's happening, to clearly recognize what's happening as it's happening. But we're also looking for, to do our observation from a place of quiet or stillness. And what's kind of unique about this practice is we're not trying to force ourselves into being still, force the mind that's busy and agitated to be quiet, but we are looking for, is there some place from within that we can be still, be quiet in our observation? So one of the ways to find this is to think that in looking, it's the looking that can be quiet. A certain stillness in the looking. The eyes might look at different things, but there's a quiet, a stillness that's there in the looking. In the hearing, there's a kind of quietness or stillness in that we allow ourselves. We find the stillness and quiet that's in the hearing. We might be listening to noise, but the hearing itself is not the noise. Can the hearing be still and quiet? In the tasting, can there be a quiet stillness in the tasting? In the smelling, just the smelling, not our reactions, not our responses, our desires and aversions, but in the smelling in and of itself, can there be a stillness, a quiet in the smelling? In feeling what's going on in our body, the tactile sensations that we have, can the body be, not the body necessarily, but the sensing, in the sensing of the sensations, can that be still and quiet? And then we can be aware of what's going on in our minds. We can be aware of our thoughts, our feelings, our intentions, our desires, all kinds of movements of the mind. Can we know, can the knowing of the mind be still and be quiet? So the mind is allowed to be busy and agitated, do what it does. The body can have lots of energy. But one of the places to look for this quiet, still place is in the ways in which we know, the knowing of something. So you might, as you practice today, think of the calm, still lake that's reflecting whatever it comes, it reflects and sees. The reflection is not troubled by what comes, it's not attacking what comes, it just allows what walks by the shore to be reflected. Can you find some place within, some way of being, where there's a kind of stillness, sweet stillness, a kind of quiet, comfortable quiet, by which you can know what's happening. In the seeing, quiet. In the hearing, stillness. In the tasting, quiet. In the smelling, stillness. In the body, quiet. In the mind, a certain kind of stillness that knows what's happening. So if this makes sense to you, what I'm saying today, you might, as you do your walking meditation, as you go to the bathroom, as you maybe have tea, if you come back here to sit, you might see if you can kind of intuit your way, or kind of sense your way, feel your way into a place of quiet and stillness that's not forced, that's not that doesn't actually require you to quiet anything or still anything. But there is a place within, it's a place you can be, that can just be and be with whatever's happening in a still way. So you might experiment and find, see if you can find that, and that could support you as you go through the day. Thank you.